This is Tape 3, Side 2, The Summons of the Lord of Hosts, Tablets of Baha'u'llah, continuing on page 119, paragraph 236. The reason for which all these things have come to pass is that their persecutors, finding these unfortunate ones without protection, have foregone more weighty matters and occupied themselves instead with harassing this afflicted people. Numerous confessions and diverse creeds abide peacefully beneath the shadow of thy sovereignty. Let this people be also numbered with them. Nay, those who serve the king should be animated by such lofty aims and sublime intentions as to continually serve to bring all religions beneath the shelter of his shadow and to rule over them with perfect justice. 237. To enforce the laws of God is naught but justice, and is the source of universal content. Nay, moreover, the divine statutes have always been and will ever remain the cause and instrument of the preservation of mankind, as is witnessed by his exalted words, "In punishment will ye find life, O men of insight." Quran 2, verse 179. It would, however, ill beseem the justice of thy majesty that for the trespass of a single soul a whole group of people should be subjected to the scourge of thy wrath. The one true God, glorified be his name, hath said, "None shall bear the burden of another." Quran 6, verse 164, 17, verse 15, 35, verse 18, 39, verse 7, 53, verse 38. It is clear and evident that in every community there have been and will ever be the learned and the ignorant, the wise and the heedless, the profligate and the pious. That a wise and reflecting soul should commit a heinous deed is more improbable, inasmuch as such a person either seeketh after this world or hath forsaken it. If he be of the latter, he would assuredly have no regard for aught else besides God, and moreover the fear of God would deter him from unlawful and reprehensible actions. And if he be of the former, he would just as assuredly avoid such deeds as would alienate and alarm the people, and act in such a manner as to earn their confidence and trust. It is, therefore, evident that reprehensible actions have always emanated, and will ever emanate, from ignorant and foolish souls. We implore God to guard his servants from turning to anyone save him, and to draw them nigh unto his presence. His truth and might is equal to all things. 238. Praise be unto thee, O Lord my God. Thou hearest the voice of my lamentation, and beholdest my condition, my distress and affliction. Thou knowest all that is in me. If the call I have raised be wholly for thy sake, then draw thereby the hearts of thy creatures towards the heaven of thy knowledge, and the heart of the sovereign towards the right hand of the throne of thy name, the All-Merciful. Supply him then, O my God, with a portion of that goodly sustenance which hath descended from the heaven of thy generosity and the clouds of thy mercy, that he may forsake his all and turn unto the court of thy favor. Aid him, O my God, to assist thy cause and to exalt thy word amidst thy creatures. Strengthen him then with the hosts of the seen and the unseen, that he may subdue every city in thy name and hold sway through thy sovereignty and might over all that dwell on earth. O thou in whose hand is the kingdom of creation, thou verily art the supreme ordainer in both the beginning and the end. No god is there but thee, the most powerful, the all-glorious, the all-wise. 239. So grossly hath our cause been misrepresented before thy royal presence, that if some unseemly act be committed by but one of his people, it is portrayed as being prompted by their beliefs. By him, besides whom there is none other God, this servant hath refused even to sanction the commission of reproved actions, how much less those which have been explicitly prohibited in the Book of God. 240. God hath forbidden unto men the drinking of wine, and this prohibition hath been revealed and recorded in his book. In spite of this, and of the fact that the learned doctors of the age, may God increase their numbers, have all prohibited the people from such a wretched act, there still remain some who commit it. The punishment which this act entaileth, however, applieth only to its heedless perpetrators, whilst those noble manifestations of supreme sanctity remain exalted above and exempt from all blame. Yea, the whole creation, both seen and unseen, beareth witness unto their holiness. 241. Yea, these servants regard the one true God, as he doeth as he willeth, and ordaineth as he pleaseth. Reference on doeth as he willeth. Quran 3:40, 14:27, 22 verse 18, and ordaineth as he pleaseth. Quran 5 verse 1. Thus they view not as impossible the continued appearance in the contingent world of the manifestations of his unity. Should anyone hold otherwise, how would he be different from those who believe the hand of God to be chained up? Quran 5 verse 64. And if the one true God, glorified be his mention, be indeed regarded as unconstrained, then whatever cause the ancient king may please to manifest from the wellspring of his command must be embraced by all. No refuge is there for anyone, and no haven to hasten unto save God. No protection is there for any soul, and no shelter to seek except in him. 242. The essential requirement for those who advance with a claim is to support his assertions with clear proofs and testimonies. Beyond this, the rejection of the people, whether learned or ignorant, hath never been, nor shall it ever be, of any consequence. The prophets of God, those pearls of the ocean of divine unity, and the repositories of divine revelation, have ever been the object of men's reputation and denial. Even as he saith, each nation hath plotted darkly against their messenger to lay violent hold on him, and disputeth with vain words to validate the truth. Quran 40 verse 5. And again, no messenger cometh unto them, but they laugh him to scorn. Quran 36:30. 243. Consider the dispensation of him who is the seal of the prophets and the king of the chosen ones. May the souls of all mankind be offered up for his sake. After the day star of truth dawned above the horizon of Hijaz, how great were the cruelties which the exponents of error inflicted upon that incomparable manifestation of the All-Glorious. Such was their heedlessness that they regarded every injury inflicted upon that sacred being as ranking among the greatest of all acts, and constituting a means of attainment unto God the Most High. For in the early years of his mission, the divines of that age, both Christian and Jewish, turned away from the day star of the heaven of glory, whereupon all people, high and low alike, bestirred themselves to extinguish the light of that luminary on the horizon of inner meanings. The names of all these divines have been mentioned in the books of old. Among them are Wahab ibn e Rahib, Ka'ab ibn e Ashraf, Abdullah e Ubay, and others of their like. 244. Finally, matters came to such a pass that these men took counsel together and conspired to shed his pure blood, even as God, glorified be his mention, saith, And remember when the disbelievers schemed against thee, that they might lay hold upon thee, or slay thee, or cast thee out. And so they schemed, and God schemed, and God verily is the best of schemers. Quran 8, verse 30. Again he saith, But if their opposition be grievous to thee, if thou canst seek out an opening into the earth or a ladder into heaven, and bring to them a sign, yet if God wished, he could gather them unto true guidance. Be thou not then of the ignorant. Quran 6, verse 35. By God, the hearts of his favored ones are consumed at the purport of these two blessed verses. Such established and undisputed facts have been forgotten, and no one hath paused to reflect, in days past or in this day, upon the things that have prompted men to turn away from the revealers of the light of God at the time of their manifestation. 245. Likewise, before the appearance of the seal of the prophets, consider Jesus, the son of Mary, When that manifestation of the All-Merciful revealed himself, all the divines charged that quintessence of faith with impiety and rebellion. Eventually, with the sanction of Annas, the most learned of the divines of his day, and Caiaphas, the high priest, his blessed person was made to suffer that which the pen is ashamed to mention and powerless to describe. The wide world in all its vastness could no longer contain him, until at last God raised him up unto heaven. 246. Were a detailed account of all the prophets to be given here, we fear that it might lead to weariness. The doctors of the Torah, in particular, assert that no independent prophet will come after Moses with a new law. They maintain that a scion of the house of David shall be made manifest, who will promulgate the law of the Torah and help establish and enforce its commandments throughout the East and West. 247. The followers of the Gospel likewise hold as impossible that the bearer of a new revelation should again shine forth from the dayspring of the will of God after Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him. In support of this contention, they adduce the following verse from the Gospel. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of the Son of Man shall never pass away. See Matthew 24, verse 35, Mark 13, verse 31, and Luke 21, 33. They maintain that neither the teachings nor the commandments of Jesus, peace be upon him, may ever be altered. 248. At one point in the Gospel, he saith, I go away and come again. John 14, 28. Again in the Gospel of John, he hath foretold the advent of a Comforter who shall come after him. John 14:16, 14:26, 15:26, and 16:7. In the Gospel of Luke, moreover, a number of signs and portents have been mentioned. Certain divines of that faith, however, have interpreted these utterances after their own fancy, and have thus failed to grasp their true significance. 249. O would that thou wouldst permit me, O Shah, to send unto thee that which would cheer the eyes and tranquilize the souls, and persuade every fair-minded person that with him is the knowledge of the book. Certain persons, incapable of answering the objections raised by their opponents, claim that the Torah and the Gospel have been corrupted, whereas in reality the references to such corruption pertain only to specific cases. Footnote, see for example Quran 4 verse 46, 5 verse 13, 5 verse 41, and 2 verse 75, and the discussion in the Kitab Yagan on page 84. End of footnote. But for the repudiation of the foolish and the connivance of the divines, I would have uttered a discourse that would have thrilled and carried away the hearts unto a realm from the murmur of whose winds can be heard, no God is there but He. For the present, however, since the season is not ripe, the tongue of my utterance hath been stilled, and the wine of exposition sealed up, until such time as God, through the power of His might, shall please to unseal it. He verily is the Almighty, the Most Powerful. 250. Praise be unto Thee, O Lord my God. I ask Thee by Thy name, through which Thou hast subdued all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth, to protect the lamp of thy cause within the globe of thine omnipotence and thy bountiful favor, lest it be exposed to the blasts of denial from those who remain heedless of the mysteries of thy name, the unconstrained. Increase then by the oil of thy wisdom the radiance of its light. Thou verily hast power over all the dwellers of thine earth and of thy heaven. 251. I implore thee, O my Lord, by that most exalted word which hath struck terror into the hearts of all who are on the heavens and on the earth, save only those who have taken fast hold of thy sure handle, not to abandon me amidst thy creatures. Lift me up, then, unto thyself, cause me to enter beneath the shadow of thy mercy, and give me to drink of the pure wine of thy providence, that I may dwell within the tabernacle of thy majesty and beneath the canopy of thy favor. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou verily art the help in peril, the self-subsisting. 252. O King, the lamps of equity have been extinguished, and the fire of tyranny hath so blazed on every side that my people have been led as captives from Zarah, Baghdad, to Mosul, known as Hadba. This is not the first outrage that hath been suffered in the path of God. It behooveth every soul to consider and call to mind that which befell the kindred of the Prophet when the people took them captive and brought them unto Damascus, known as Faha. Amongst them was the prince of them that worship God, the mainstay of such as have drawn nigh unto him, and the sanctuary of those who long for his presence. May the life of all else be a sacrifice unto him. Footnote: Ali bin Hussein, known as Sanul al-Abidin, the second of Imam Hussein's sons who became the fourth Imam. End of footnote. 253. They were asked, "Are ye of the party of the seceders?" Footnote: The Khawarijites, the faction opposed to both the Imams and the Umayyad state. End of footnote. Repeating, they were asked, "Are ye of the party of the seceders?" He replied, "Nay, by the Lord Almighty, we are but servants who have believed in God and in His verses. Through us the countenance of faith hath beamed with joy. Through us the sign of the All-Merciful hath shone forth. At the mention of our names, the desert of Batha, Mecca, hath overflowed with water, and the darkness separating earth and heaven hath been dispelled." 254. "Have ye forbidden," they were asked, "that which God hath made lawful, or allowed that which He hath forbidden?" "We were the first to follow the divine commandments," he answered. "We are the root and origin of His cause, the beginning of all good and its end. We are the sign of the Ancient of Days, and the source of His remembrance amongst the nations." 255. They were asked, "Have ye forsaken the Quran?" "In our house," he replied, "did the All-Merciful reveal it. We are the breezes of the All-Glorious amidst His creation. We are the streams that have branched out from the most great ocean, through which God hath revived the earth, and through which He shall revive it again after it hath died. Through us His signs have been diffused, His proofs revealed, and His tokens disclosed. With us is the knowledge of His hidden meanings and His untold mysteries." 256. "For what crime have ye been punished?" they were asked. "For our love of God," he made reply, "and for our detachment from all else save Him." 257. We have not related his exact words, peace be upon him, but rather have we imparted a sprinkling from the ocean of life eternal that lieth enshrined within them, that those who hearken thereunto may be quickened and made aware of what hath befallen the trusted ones of God at the hands of a lost and wayward generation. We see the people in this day censuring the oppressors of bygone ages, whilst they themselves commit yet greater wrongs and know it not. 258. God beareth me witness that my purpose hath not been to foment sedition, but to purify His servants from whatsoever hath prevented them from drawing nigh unto Him, the Lord of the Day of Reckoning. I was asleep upon my couch, when lo, the breezes of my Lord the All-Merciful passed over me, awoke me from my slumber, and bade me lift up my voice betwixt earth and heaven. This thing is not from me, but from God. Unto this testify the dwellers of His dominion and of His kingdom, and the inhabitants of the cities of His unfailing glory. By Him who is the truth, I fear no tribulation in His path, nor any affliction in my love for Him, and in the way of His good pleasure. Verily, God hath made adversity as a morning dew upon His green pasture, and a wick for His lamp, which lighteth earth and heaven. 259. Shall a man's wealth endure forever, or protect him from the one who shall, ere long, seize him by his forelock? Gazing upon those who sleep beneath the gravestones, embosomed in the dust, could one ever distinguish the sovereign's crumbling skull from the subject's mouldering bones? Nay, by Him who is the King of Kings, should one discern the Lord from the vassal, or those that enjoyed wealth and riches from those who possessed neither shoes nor mat? By God, every distinction hath been erased, save only for those who upheld the right and who ruled with justice. 260. Whither are gone the learned men, the divines, and potentates of old? What hath become of their discriminating views, their shrewd perceptions, their subtle insights and sage pronouncements? Where are their hidden coffers, their flaunted ornaments, their gilded couches, their rugs and cushions strewn about? Gone forever is their generation. All have perished, and by God's decree naught remaineth of them but scattered dust. Exhausted is the wealth they gathered, dispersed the stores they hoarded, dissipated the treasures they concealed. Naught can now be seen but their deserted haunts, their roofless dwellings, their uprooted tree trunks, and their faded splendor. No man of insight will let wealth distract his gaze from his ultimate objective, and no man of understanding will allow riches to withhold him from turning unto him who is the all-possessing, the Most High. 261. Where is he who held dominion over all whereon the sun shineth, who lived extravagantly on earth, seeking out the luxuries of the world and of all that hath been created upon it? Where is the commander of the swarthy legion and the upraiser of the golden standard? Where is the ruler of Zara, and where the tyrant of Feha? Footnote: allusions to the Abbasid and Umayyad dynasties, respectively. And a footnote. Where are those before whose munificence the treasure houses of the earth shrank in shame, and at whose largess and swelling spirit the very ocean was abashed? Where is he who stretched forth his arm with rebellion, and who turned his hand against the All-Merciful? 262. Where are they who went in quest of earthly pleasures and the fruits of carnal desires? Whither are fled their fair and comely women? Where are their swaying branches, their spreading boughs, their lofty mansions, their trellised gardens? And what are the delights of these gardens? Their exquisite grounds and gentle breezes, their purling streams, their softening winds, their cooing doves and rustling leaves. Where now are their resplendent morns and their brightsome countenances wreathed in smiles? Alas for them! All have perished and are gone to rest beneath a canopy of dust. Of them one heareth neither name nor mention. None knoweth of their affairs, and naught remaineth of their signs. 263. What, will the people dispute then that whereof they themselves stand witness? Will they deny that which they know to be true? I know not in what wilderness they roam. Do they not see that they are embarked upon a journey from which there is no return? How long will they wander from mountain to valley, from hollow to hill? Hath not the time come for those who believe to humble their hearts at the mention of God? Quran 57, verse 16. Blessed is he who hath said, or now shall say, Yea, by my Lord, the time is come, and the hour hath struck. And who thereafter shall detach himself from all that hath been, and deliver himself up entirely unto him who is the possessor of the universe and the Lord of all creation. 264. And yet what hope? For naught is reaped save that which hath been sown, and naught is taken up save that which hath been laid down. Luke 19:21. Unless it be through the grace and bestowal of the Lord. Hath the womb of the world yet conceived one, whom the veils of glory shall not hinder from ascending unto the kingdom of his Lord, the All-Glorious, the Most High? Is it yet within us to perform such deeds as will dispel our afflictions and draw us nigh unto him who is the causer of causes? We beseech God to deal with us according to his bounty, and not his justice, and to grant that we may be of those who have turned their faces unto their Lord, and severed themselves from all else. 265. I have seen, O Shah, in the path of God, what eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. Mine acquaintances have repudiated me, and my pathways have been straitened. The fount of well-being hath run dry, and the bower of ease hath withered. How numerous the tribulations which have reigned, and will soon reign, upon me. I advance with my face set towards him who is the Almighty, the All-Bounteous, whilst behind me glideth the serpent. Mine eyes have rained down tears until my bed is drenched. 266. I sorrow not for myself, however. By God, mine head yearneth for the spear out of love for its Lord. I have never passed a tree, but mine heart addresseth it, saying, O would that thou wert cut down in my name, and my body crucified upon thee in the path of my Lord. For I see the people wandering distraught and unconscious in their drunken stupor. They have raised on high their passions and set down their God. Methinks they have taken his cause for a mockery and regarded as a play and pastime, believing all the while that they do well and that they dwell securely in the citadel of safety. Howbeit the matter is not as they fondly imagine. Tomorrow shall they behold that which today they are wont to deny. 267. Ere long shall the exponents of wealth and power banish us from the land of Adrianople to the city of Acca. According to what they say, it is the most desolate of the cities of the world, the most unsightly of them in appearance, the most detestable in climate, and the foulest in water. It is as though it were the metropolis of the owl, within whose precincts naught can be heard save the echo of its cry. Therein have they resolved to imprison this youth, to shut against our faces the doors of ease and comfort, and to deprive us of every worldly benefit throughout the remainder of our days. 268. By God, though weariness lay me low, and hunger consume me, and the bare rock be my bed, and my fellows the beast of the field, I will not complain, but will endure patiently as those endued with constancy and firmness have endured patiently, through the power of God, the eternal King and Creator of the nations, and will render thanks unto God under all conditions. We pray that, out of his bounty, exalted be he may release, through his imprisonment, the necks of men from chains and fetters, and cause them to turn with sincere faces towards his face, who is the mighty, the bounteous. Ready is he to answer whosoever calleth upon him, and nigh is he unto such as commune with him. We further beseech him to make of this darksome tribulation a shield for the temple of his cause, and to protect it from the assault of sharpened swords and pointed daggers. Adversity hath ever given rise to the exaltation of his cause and the glorification of his name. Such hath been God's method carried into effect in centuries and ages past. That which the people now fail to apprehend, they shall ere long discover, on that day when their steeds shall stumble and their finery be folded up, their blades blunted, and their feet made to falter. 269. I know not how long they shall spur on the charger of self and passion, and rove in the wilderness of error and negligence. Shall either the pomp of the mighty or the wickedness of the abased endure? Shall he who reposeth upon the loftiest seat of honor, who hath attained the pinnacle of might and glory, abide forever? Nay, by my Lord the All-Merciful, all on earth shall pass away, and there remaineth alone the face of my Lord, the All-Glorious, the Most Bountiful. Quran 55, verse 26. 270. What armor hath not been pierced by the arrow of destruction, and what regal brow not divested by the hand of fate? What fortress hath withstood the approach of the messenger of death? What throne hath not been shattered to pieces? What palace not reduced to rubble? Could the people but taste that choice wine of the mercy of their Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing, which lieth in store for them and the world beyond, they would assuredly cease their censure and seek only to win the good pleasure of this youth. For now, however, they have hidden me behind a veil of darkness, whose fabric they have woven with the hands of idle fancy and vain imagination. Ere long shall the snow-white hand of God rend an opening through the darkness of this night, and unlock a mighty portal unto this city. On that day shall the people enter therein by troops, uttering what the blamers of aforetime exclaimed, that there shall be made manifest in the end that which appeared in the beginning. Footnote on what the blamers aforetime exclaimed. Quran 12, verse 31. And a footnote. 271. Is it their wish to tarry here, when already they have one foot in the stirrup? Look they to return, once they are gone? Nay, by him who is the Lord of lords, save on the day of judgment, the day whereon the people shall arise from their graves, and be asked of their legacy. Well is it with him who shall not be weighted down with his burdens on that day, the day whereon the mountains shall pass away, and all shall gather to be questioned in the presence of God, the Most Exalted. Stern indeed is he in punishing. 272. We beseech God to purge the hearts of certain divines from rancor and enmity, that they may look upon matters with an eye unbeclouded by contempt. May he raise them up unto so lofty a station that neither the attractions of the world nor the allurements of authority may detect them from gazing upon the supreme horizon, and that neither worldly benefits nor carnal desires shall prevent them from attaining that day whereon the mountains shall be reduced to dust. Though they now rejoice in the adversity that hath befallen us, soon shall come a day whereon they shall lament and weep. By my Lord, were I given the choice between, on the one hand, the wealth and the opulence, the ease and comfort, the honor and glory which they enjoy, and on the other, the adversities and trials which are mine, I would unhesitatingly choose my present condition, and would refuse to barter a single atom of these hardships for all that hath been created in the world of being. 273. But for the tribulations that have touched me in the path of God, life would have held no sweetness for me, and mine existence would have profited me nothing. For them who are endued with discernment, and whose eyes are fixed upon the sublime vision, it is no secret that I have been, most of the days of my life, even as a slave sitting under a sword hanging on a thread, knowing not whether it would fall soon or late upon him. And yet, notwithstanding all this, we render thanks unto God, the Lord of the worlds, and yield him praise at all times and under all conditions. He verily standeth witness over all things. 274. We beseech God to extend wide his shadow, that the true believers may hasten thereunto, and that his sincere lovers may seek shelter therein. May he bestow upon men blossoms from the bowers of his grace and stars from the horizon of his providence. We pray God, moreover, to graciously aid the king to do his will and pleasure, and to confirm him in that which shall draw him nigh unto the dayspring of God's most excellent names, so that he may not give countenance to the injustice he witnesseth, may look upon his subjects with the eye of loving kindness, and shield them from oppression. We further beseech God, exalted be he, to gather all mankind around the gulf of the most great ocean, an ocean every drop of which proclaimeth that he is the harbinger of joy unto the world, and the quickener of all its peoples. Praise be to God, the Lord of the day of reckoning. And finally we beseech God, exalted be his glory, to enable thee to aid his faith, and to turn towards his justice, that thou mayest judge between the people, even as thou wouldst judge between thine own kindred, and may choosest for them that which thou choosest for thine own self. He verily is the all-powerful, the most exalted, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. 276. Thus have we built the temple, with the hands of power and might, could ye but know it. This is the temple promised unto you in the book. Draw ye nigh unto it. This is that which profiteth you, could ye but apprehend it. Be fair, O peoples of the earth, which is preferable, this or a temple which is built of clay? Set your faces toward it. Thus have ye been commanded by God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Follow ye his bidding, and praise ye God, your Lord, for that which hath bestowed upon you. He verily is the truth, no God is there but he. He revealeth what he pleaseth, through his words, be, and it is. Page 137. Page 139, the Surya Rais. I'll give you a footnote at the beginning of this. This tablet was revealed in Arabic in honor of Haji Muhammad Ismail E. Kashani, entitled Dahabi, Sacrifice, and Anis, Companion by Baha'u'llah, and addressed Ali Pasha, the Ottoman Prime Minister, referred to here as Rais, chief or ruler. 1. In his name, the All-Glorious. Hearken, O chief, to the voice of God, the sovereign, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. He verily calleth aloud between heaven and earth, summoning all mankind unto the scene of transcendent glory. Neither thy grunting, nor the barking of those around thee, nor the opposition of the hosts of the world can withhold the Almighty from achieving his purpose. The whole world hath been set ablaze by the word of thy Lord, the All-Glorious, a word softer than the morning breeze. It hath been manifested in the form of the human temple, and through it God hath quickened the souls of the sincere among his servants. In its inner essence, this word is the living water by which God hath purified the hearts of such as have turned unto him, and forgotten every other mention, and through which he draweth them nigh unto the seat of his mighty name. We have sprinkled it upon the people of the graves, and lo, they have risen up, with their gaze fixed upon the shining and resplendent beauty of their Lord. 2. Thou hast, O chief, committed that which hath caused Muhammad, the apostle of God, to lament in the most sublime paradise. The world hath made thee proud, so much so that thou hast turned away from the face through whose brightness the concourse on high hath been illumined. Soon thou shalt find thyself in manifest loss. Thou didst conspire with the Persian ambassador to harm me, though I had come unto you from the source of majesty and grandeur, with a revelation that hath solaced the eyes of the favored ones of God. 3. By God, this is the day wherein the undying fire crieth out from within all created things. The best beloved of the worlds is come. And before all things there standeth a Moses, hearkening to the word of thy Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Were we to divest ourselves of the mortal raiment which we have worn in consideration of your weakness, all that are in heaven and on earth would offer up their souls for my sake. To this thy Lord himself doth testify. None, however, can perceive it, save those who have detached themselves from all things for love of their Lord, the Almighty, the Most Powerful. 4. Hast thou imagined thyself capable of extinguishing the fire which God hath kindled in the heart of creation? Nay, by him who is the eternal truth, couldst thou but know it. Rather, on account of what thy hands have wrought, it blazed higher and burned more fiercely. Ere long will it encompass the earth and all that dwell therein. Thus hath it been decreed by God, and the powers of earth and heaven are unable to thwart his purpose. 5. The day is approaching when the land of mystery, Adrianople, and what is beside it shall be changed, and shall pass out of the hands of the king, and commotion shall appear, and the voice of lamentation shall be raised, and the evidences of mischief shall be revealed on all sides, and confusion shall spread by reason of that which hath befallen these captives at the hands of the hosts of oppression. The course of things shall be altered, and conditions shall wax so grievous that the very sands of the desolate hills will moan, and the trees and the mountains will weep, and blood will flow out of all things. Then wilt thou behold the people in sore distress. Footnote: Sultan Abdulaziz lost both his throne and his life in 1876 during the subsequent war with Russia, 1877-1878. Adrianople was occupied by the enemy, and the Turkish and the Turks experienced a violent bloodbath. End footnote. 6. O chief, we revealed ourselves unto thee at one time upon Mount Tina, and at another time upon Mount Zaita, and yet again in this hallowed spot. Footnote on Mount Zaita. Literally, the Mount of Figs and the Mount of Olives. See reference to Quran 95, verse 1. End of footnote. Following, however, thy corrupt inclinations, thou didst fail to respond, and wert accounted with the heedless. Consider, then, and call thou to mind the time when Muhammad came with clear tokens from him who is the Almighty, the All-Knowing. The people were wont to pelt him with stones from hidden places and in the markets, and they rejected the signs of God, thy Lord, and the Lord of thy forefathers. The learned also denied him, as did their followers, and likewise the kings of the earth, as thou hast heard from the tales of old. Among those kings was Chosroes, Chosroes II, the Sassanian monarch who reigned in Persia during the lifetime of Muhammad. End of footnote, repeating. Among those kings was Chosroes, to whom Muhammad sent a blessed epistle, summoning him unto God, and forbidding him from mischief. Verily thy Lord knoweth all things. Following the promptings of his evil and corrupt desires, however, Chosroes waxed arrogant before God, and tore up the tablet. he verily is accounted among the inmates of the nethermost fire. 7. Was it in Pharaoh's power to stay the hand of God from exercising his sovereignty when he acted wantonly in the land and was of the transgressors? From within his own house and in spite of his will, we brought forth him who conversed with God. Well able are we to achieve our purpose. Recall, moreover, how Nimrod kindled the fire of impiety that its flames might consume Abraham, the friend of God. We delivered him, however, through the power of truth, and seized Nimrod with the fury of our wrath. Say, the oppressor, Muhammad Shah, put to death the beloved of the worlds, to quench the light of God amongst the people, and to debar them from the wellspring of life eternal, in the days of thy Lord, the gracious, the most bountiful. 8. We too have revealed the cause of God in his cities, and raised aloft his remembrance amidst them that truly believe in him. Say, this youth hath come to quicken the world, and unite all its peoples. The day is approaching, when that which God hath purposed will have prevailed, and thou shalt behold the earth transformed into the all-glorious paradise. Thus hath it been inscribed by the pen of revelation upon this weighty tablet. 9. Forsake thy mention of the chief, O pen, and call to remembrance Anis, that intimate of the love of God, who severed himself from the wayward and the infidel. He tore the veils asunder in such wise that the inmates of paradise could hear them being rent. Glorified be God, the Sovereign, the Powerful, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. 10. O Nightingale, incline thine ear unto the voice of the All-Glorious on this night when armed troops have surrounded us, while we remain in the state of utmost joy. O would that our blood might be shed upon the earth, and our bodies cast upon the dust in the path of God. This indeed is my desire, and the desire of whosoever hath sought me and attained unto my most wondrous, mine incomparable kingdom. 11. Know thou, O servant, that one day, upon awakening, we found the beloved of God at the mercy of our adversaries. Sentinels were posted at every gate, and no one was permitted to enter or leave. Indeed, they perpetrated a sore injustice, for the loved ones of God and his kindred were left on the first night without food. Such was the fate of those for whose sake the world and all that is therein have been created. Woe betide the perpetrators and those who led them into such evil. Ere long will God consume their souls in the fire. He verily is the fiercest of avengers. 12. The people surrounded the house, and Muslims and Christians wept over us, and the voice of lamentation was upraised between earth and heaven by reason of what the hands of the oppressors had wrought. We perceived that the weeping of the people of the sun exceeded the weeping of the others, a sign for such as ponder. This is the end of side 2 of tape 3, ending on page 146 in the tablet, Surah Iraiis, ending with paragraph 12. Please go to tape 4 for continuation.